even though the Vikings officially haven't announced it yet, the word out that Mike Zimmer will be the new coach of the Minnesota Vikings. And joining us from the Associated Press in Minneapolis, our good friend John Krasinski. John, when did you first find out about it today?
Yeah, I think it was right around when everyone else started. It word trickled out quickly this morning around 9 or 9:30, and then everyone kind of really quickly got word of it. And everyone really knew it was going in this direction when he came into town for the second interview, when he returned to headquarters this morning. You just really got the feeling that momentum was on his side and that he was going to be the guy. And it seemed like he impressed the Wilfs enough with his interview. And so now they're just hammering out the final details, and they'll get that contract signed and get him introduced here by the end of the week, I imagine.
I think one of the things, Rick Spielman has taken some heat for the way that Leslie Frazier was released, and would he want somebody that would be a yes man so Spielman can, kind of keep control of the organization from that general manager's perspective? This was the furthest thing from a yes man. I mean, Mike Zimmer is very blunt. He's very forceful, very honest and opinionated. Do we give Spielman credit for not being intimidated where maybe some other individuals were?
Yeah, I think you can say that definitely because, there was talk that the reason that he's 57 years old and has never had a head coaching position before is in all of these interviews, he is kind of too blunt and he does lay it all on the line. And sometimes some people don't like to hear the hard truths. And so this is a credit to Rick Spielman and probably to the Wilfs as well, because I can't imagine that Mike Zimmer came into that interview and was all sunshine and rainbows. I'm sure that he laid it all out there and said, "Hey, you guys got major problems on defense. You have to solve the quarterback, but I think I'm the guy to do it." And so it will be interesting to see going forward when these two do butt heads, and every GM and every coach in the entire league butt heads from time to time, how that gets worked out. And I think that Mike Zimmer will challenge Rick Spielman from time to time, and I think that's the best kind of environment to have, is that you have to have people that work together, that are united and speak with one voice, but also that want to make each other better and want to challenge ideas and want to try and get to the bottom of what's the best for the organization. They're definitely not bringing in a yes man here. They're bringing in somebody who is going to challenge the status quo and make everyone try to come up with the best answers on how they can get better.
Reaction that I'm getting from virtually every Vikings fan is that they love this because Zimmer is a tough talker, fiery, confrontational type of guy who I think Vikings fans believe will help the defense have more of an attitude.
Yeah, I do think that when you talk about the differences between he and Frazier, personality certainly comes out as one of the at the top of the list. And I know that Vikings fans are excited about a guy who isn't afraid to drop a few F-bombs and to holler and scream a little bit after watching a stoic guy like Leslie Frazier for the last couple of years. I continue to say, though, that I don't think personality had anything to do with Leslie Frazier's successes or failures as a head coach. I think that leadership, from his standpoint, was his strong suit. He was able to keep the locker room united and keep the team from falling apart in difficult times. And the players did play hard for him. So if you look at what's going to make the big difference here, it's probably going to be X's and O's and approach strategically and getting a quarterback in here that can be reliable, consistent, more so than any kind of presence that Mike Zimmer has. No question, if you talk to every player who's played for him and coaches who have coached with him, they all love him. They think he's a great leader. They think he is a guy that has a presence and can raise people's level of play by challenging them. But at the end of the day, I think it's going to be more so what he does with talent development and with X's and O's than any kind of Newt Rockne speech that he gives.
He's John Krasinski, Associated Press in Minneapolis, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. Offensive coordinator, have you heard any names of possible guys that may take over that side of the ball?
Yeah, there are a bunch of names that are coming up, and they're all pretty high profile, which I think really bodes well for the Vikings. It just so happens that there are a lot of veteran coaches who have had a lot of success in that role. North Turner's one of them, who has had plenty of struggles as a head coach, but as a coordinator, I think you can make an argument as one of the best that there's ever been. Mike Mularkey's another guy who has been very inventive and very successful as an offensive coordinator. Scott Linehan, we all know from his work with the Vikings and, mm-hmm. and what he did with Dante Culpepper. So Mike Zimmer has a lot of options at his disposal right now, and I do think that at the end of the day, that probably helped the Vikings feel good about picking a defensive-minded coach and making him the guy rather than an offensive-minded guy, which is the trend in the NFL these days, and certainly they could use with their problems at quarterback. So I think they said, hey, look, there are about three or four really star-caliber offensive coordinators available, so let's take the guy that we really like who can help a defense that has a lot of problems and then bring in one of these offensive coordinators, and we're going to be just fine.
How much concern should Vikings fans have that we know that Leslie Frazier was loyal to guys, and I'm seeing a couple things coming out that one of the hangups might be that Rick Spielman feels like he's got to be loyal to some of the guys that were on the previous staff. How much concern should Vikings fans have that there might be some of that holdover from the Frazier coaching staff to the new coaching staff?
Well, I think there's always, whenever you make a move like this that is somewhat unpopular, let's make no mistake, there were a lot of players certainly that wanted Leslie Frazier around, to stay around. They thought he deserved to be around. So there's going to be some bumps in the road when you make this transition. The big thing is that you just have to get these players in front of these new guys, and then I think everything should be okay and work itself out. Now, if you can keep a couple of guys held over from the previous regime to smooth that transition, it could probably help. I mean, I think you're looking at guys like George Stewart, the receivers coach, who is widely respected, and has done fantastic work with this young receiver core here. I think he'd be a candidate to stay. Mike Prefer, if his issues with Chris Cluey get worked out, I think is a candidate to stay. And then maybe even Jeff Davidson on the offensive line as well. So there probably will be, maybe two, maybe three coaches that stick around. And I think that's a good thing. I think that does help bridge the gap between Mike Zimmer and Leslie Frazier. That will help things in the end and show the players this transition can be made and that things are going to be fine.
John, when will the Vikings make it official?
Your guess is as good as mine on that one. You might hear an announcement sometime this evening, just confirming what everyone in the entire universe has reported right now. But it sounds like from a press conference standpoint, it, at the earliest tomorrow, maybe even Friday, before we get him at a podium and get a chance to talk to him and see what he has to say about all this stuff. So. We'll see how all that plays out here, but sometime in the next couple of days, you're going to get the final rubber stamp approval from the organization.
I have heard that Zimmer likes to hunt, so that'll be an interesting story for him to get out into the wild of Minnesota.
He came to the right spot, and I'm sure that Chad Greenway could bring him over to South Dakota for some spots, too.
We got a couple of extra pheasants around here, no doubt about it.
I think so. He should receive a warm welcome in that regard, if not warm temperatures around here.
Hey, John, thanks for the time. I know it's been a busy day today. Thanks for joining us here in Sioux Falls today.
You bet, guys. Thanks for having me.
There he goes.
Thanks,
John Krasinski, Associated Press in Minneapolis, joining us on the Gas Stop Holiday Fan Line.